Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
James 5 verse 16 says, "If you have sinned, you should tell each other what you've done. Then you can pray for one another and be healed." I think we all know that a genuine apology can help heal and restore a strained or broken relationship. But as Dr. Gary Chapman tells us, it doesn't end there. Think about this. First, saying "I'm sorry" isn't enough. It's a good and necessary start, but it's not a good finish. For example, "I'm sorry you took it that way" isn't an apology. It's a covert attack. You need to specifically confess what you're remorseful about. "I'm so sorry that what I said insulted you," acknowledges what you did and affirms the wounded person. Secondly, take full responsibility for your behavior. Without that, there's no healing or reconciliation. "I was wrong to speak to you like that" is honest, humble, and concrete, and responsible. It helps the injured party to see your apology as genuine. Genuineness diminishes anger, and it encourages others to trust and accept your words. Thirdly, offer to make amends where possible. Ask, "Is there anything I can do to make things better?" Putting yourself on the line to do all you can do makes your apology heartfelt and sincere. James put it like this, "Tell each other what you've done. Then you can pray for one another and be healed." And fourth, ask for forgiveness. Don't take it for granted. "Will you please forgive me for what I did?" You need to say it, and the other person needs to hear it before healing and restoration can start. When you ask for forgiveness and it's been granted, you've signed on the dotted line together. You're recording your mutual commitment to move beyond the hurt and work toward a healthier relationship. Apologies that work. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.